Ukraine security issue.
On July the 24th, the 151st day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported another 280 Russian troops liquidated over the past day. That brought the total number to 39, 520 since the start of the invasion 5 months ago. The Russian forces tried to make new territorial gains in the Donbas, aiming to take the entire region under control, but the Ukrainian defenders are firmly holding the line, repelling all attacks, said the General Staff. The Kremlin has confirmed Saturday's missile strike on the Odessa port, which it categorically denied at first. Moreover, it has cynically stated its readiness to do it again. After a Russian MP claimed the missiles had destroyed Ukrainian multiple launch rocket systems deployed there, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova confirmed that missile strike that immediately followed the deal on unblocking grain exports from Ukrainian ports, but said the missiles had destroyed a Ukrainian Navy boat. Kyiv reported that the Russians had destroyed the port infrastructure used for exporting Ukrainian grain. Natalia Gumenyuk, chief of the Joint Coordination Press Center of the South Defense Forces, said that despite the Russian missile attack, technical preparations for forming the first convoy of ships to transport Ukrainian grain from the Odessa port continued. The Ukrainian state is doing everything possible to unblock its ports, Gumenyuk said. According to her, the security situation in the Odessa region is unstable, especially in the northern areas bordering on Moldova's breakaway province of Transnistria, whose leadership has repeatedly announced plans to secede from Moldova and join the Russian Federation. Gumenyuk said that Moscow could resort to provocations in Transnistria in order to destabilize the region and keep Ukrainian forces in suspense, preventing their redeployment to the front lines in the war zone. Our defense in that area is very strong and all the necessary measures have been taken ahead of the curve, considering the unstable situation in the region, which may be further destabilized by sabotage groups. Now, even residents of the region are sick and tired of this situation. Such statements and moves are made to keep the Ukrainian forces from redeploying to the Mykolaiv and Kherson areas, said Natalia Gumenyuk. The Ukrainian forces continue to retake village after village in the Kherson region while destroying Russian ammunition and fuel depots and strongholds in the rear. In Melitopol, Zaporizhia region, they were reported to have simultaneously struck three large groups of Russian troops and an important railroad facility. Meanwhile, the Russians continue to terrorize civilians in the occupied cities and villages, abducting and subjecting them to filtration and blocking any evacuation attempts. According to Ivan Fedorov, mayor of the occupied city of Melitopol, Zaporizhia region, more than 1,200 cars are now stranded in a long line at the exit from the city. Most of the people have been there for 5 days and nights waiting for Russian soldiers to open a green corridor. Four people have died on the roadside in the last 2 days. Russian shells and missiles take Ukrainian lives every day. In the Sumy region alone, villages situated near the Russian border have been shelled from Russian territory 12 times over the past 24 hours. Explosions were also reported from the Khmelnytsky and Mykolaiv regions. There has not been a single night in weeks without Kharkiv city being shelled. The latest Russian strike on its downtown part again wounded peaceful civilians and caused serious destructions. Two local residents, Lyubov and Anna, told Ukrainian radio that they heard two explosions, grabbed their documents and ran outside. We ran outside and she said, "It's in the next yard. We thought the man we knew must have been there, so we ran there to look for him. The guys pulled Oleg out. They called an ambulance and then we all just waited for what was going to happen next," said Anna. When the shell struck, all the window panes and dishes broke. I wanted to run outside, but my front door was jammed and I couldn't get out. My neighbors rescued me. They helped to open the door, said Lyubov. $3.2 million was raised during the second international summit of first ladies and gentlemen, which took place in Kyiv on Saturday. Ukraine's first lady, Olena Zelenska, who initiated the event, said that the money would be used to purchase ambulances equipped with oxygen cylinders, heart monitors, lung ventilators, and other devices necessary for delivering the heavily wounded to hospital. The summit of the first ladies and gentlemen of Ukraine, Poland, Belgium, the UK, the USA, and other countries was held in the format of the teleconference. The spouses of the Latvian and Lithuanian presidents, Andra Apinelavita and Diana Nausėdienė, attended the event in person. After the summit, they visited the worst-affected towns in the Kyiv region, Bucha and Irpin, where they saw totally destroyed apartment buildings and laid flowers at a memorial cross at the site of mass graves of unarmed Ukrainians killed by Russian invaders.